until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And I'm joined in the studio at 7 minutes to 10 o'clock by Lena and Mary. They're part of the Deakin Youth Parliament team. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you, Mitchell.
Thanks so much for coming in. Just tell us about what the Youth Parliament actually is before we get on to your specific bill.
Well, it's a program run by the YMCA for 16 to 25-year-olds. There's about 120 of us all together, and we each, as a team, bring a bill to the camp, and we sit in the chambers at Spring Street and debate our bills.
So you said there's 120 people or 120 teams?
There's 120 people all together.
Yeah.
I think there's about 20 teams.
There's about 20 teams.
Yeah.
So 20 bills will be presented to the Youth Parliament next week. Each team has 6 people each. So it's everyone's like-minded. Everyone has, you know, all their opinions. It's great to interact with people of like-minded manners.
And do teams come from all across Victoria?
They do,
yeah.
Yes. Yep, there's quite a few from Melbourne, but outside of regional as well.
And you're from Deakin, but what other sort of organisations make up teams? Is it schools, universities, that type of thing?
There's universities.
There's schools, a lot of high schools too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as well as youth groups from various areas.
And there's also youth councils too. So there's a youth council that we'll be opposing a bill against. So there's a variety of people from Victoria all coming together to share the same common goal of.
And yeah, what compelled you to actually form a team and enter, I suppose?
I think as a group of 6 of us, I think we're all very like-minded, and that came across when we had our first meeting together. Most of us are doing law degrees or doing arts degrees with politics in there, so this was a great opportunity to come together to put to practice what we're learning in the university environment. So it's hands-on learning, getting the opportunity to actually write a bill and then debate it in Parliament. It cultivates what we're learning in uni.
And is there a winner that comes out at the end of it?
There's not. We wouldn't say a winner. Bills are passed in the Youth Parliament, and once they've been given assent by the Youth Governor, then they get handed to parliamentarians, and then we hope that they can implement it into legislation for Victoria.
Now, how did you come up with the bill that your team is submitting? What was the process involved there?
We sort of discussed issues that we all felt were important in Victoria at the moment, and we came up with self-defence being some necessary coming from the events that have been happening lately.
Yeah, so at the time that we began discussions, and at the time that we were thinking about what we'd potentially like to talk about, there was in the media at the time, so May 18, Taylor Davis was a schoolgirl who was attacked in broad daylight. And so she, her story was the catalyst which we believe that we could try and implement change. So from her story, she was attacked in broad daylight, and because she had karate training, she was able to defend herself. And so we believe that if every Victorian the same age, years 7 and 8, has the ability to learn self-defence, we believe that this could potentially bring positive benefits to Victoria as a whole.
So that's essentially what the bill is about, getting that self-defence training in at the young age. Yeah.
Exactly. So getting that self-defence training in at a young age, which can give young Victorians the skills that they need to equip them to defend themselves better. But as I said, I haven't said it yet, but self-defence, it shouldn't be needed in society, but the day and age that we're in, if it can help someone save their life like it did to this young lady, then that's what we're worth.
Well, I think these are good skills to have regardless, aren't they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And how does it actually get implemented? Is it done in public schools, private schools? How does that part of it work?
Well, we would like it to be implemented across all schools in Victoria, public and private. Everyone should be educated with these skills.
Yeah.
We'd like to bring it into the current curriculum. So we understand that we can't potentially create a whole new subject, so we'd like to implement it into already structured classes. So once a week we'd like to provide Year 7 and 8 students with the opportunity to learn basic self-defence. So we're not about teaching kids how to attack each other, how to do taekwondo, excessive karate, doing push-ups on the knuckles. That's not what we're about. We're just about providing basic self-defence once a week through repetition learning, which will enable a young person, if they find themselves in the opportunity, in the predicament where they need to defend themselves, with the skills to be able to do so.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. And good luck with the reading next week, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I hope it goes well. Thank you very much, Lena and Mary, there as part of that team involved in the Youth Parliament, which is next week.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.